All Eyes on Fishing with Mitch Peterson, Josh Sheldon, and Brad Qualley, leading you to the next level.
Hey everybody, welcome back to All Eyes on Fishing. Today we're going to be talking about setting up your spinning reel combo or even your trolling rod, whatever. But we're going to talk line because, again, we get some questions on this. Because it's confusing. You go in the back of Bass Pro or Shields or whatever, and you're looking at this wall of line, you're like, holy shit.
Yeah, it can be a little overwhelming.
It can be.
We got a whole wall and all different diameters.
But I think
a million different things now.
And I really think that we fished quite a bit of different line. I mean, we really have over the years. I mean, whether that's a mono, super lines, floral, whatever it is, braid. I mean, we fished a lot of different lines.
Some are good, some are bad.
Some are good, Vanish. Some are bad. but we seem to always come back to kind of our go-tos, right? And then we will venture off, try a new line that comes out, and sometimes we change our mind, just like the fire line now with Halo and different things that you like. I can't remember the new one that came out.
The X9.
Yes, the X9, thanks. But, I mean, there's different types of lines that come out that pique your interest, so you got to try them.
Yep.
Different florals that we went from, like, P-line to now we're fishing 100-foot floral grade with Berkeley. It's the professional grade. I mean, there's a lot of stuff
out
there.
Well, now they got the hybrid. Have you guys seen the hybrid?
I haven't tried it, but that's another one. But so you can go out.
Supposed to be much more castable.
You can go out and look at that and find out. I think what it comes down to, though, is find out what line you're comfortable with fishing, right? But you can waste a lot of time going through some lines. So we're just going to kind of go over some of the lines that, I mean, how many hundreds and thousands of dollars have we spent on line over the last several years? It's ridiculous.
It is. And it's great. And it's one of those things too, where, it's all over my garage. Right. And it's so funny. Cause it's like that last little bit of dessert you can't throw away, right? Like you force yourself to eat it because it's not good to throw this away, right?
Throw away
so
dessert.
I've got little bits of line left on spools that I probably should start marking dates on them when I bought them.
Yes.
Because they're probably bad, right? Like I probably should have thrown them away years ago. But I just can't bring myself to throw it away because at some point I may need that last 100 feet or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
They're all over my garage.
You won't. No. But I have the same setup.
I know.
Setup.
I'm like,
you know what I do? I got a son that's 25 and I'm like, hey, Nick, I got you some extra lines. He's like, hey, thanks, Dad.
Well, I've got a wife that loves to craft, so she always gets my spools. Here you go.
Yeah, my kids are like.
So lead us off, Mitch. What kind of line? Let's just talk spinning reels first. Like if you were going to, we got a couple different things away spinning reels, right? We're talking regular, like super lines, and then we're talking mono. And
well,
foil.
And you always have to match the line with the application.
Sure. So do we want to talk general purpose? Like if someone only had a rod or two, what they should be getting?
Yeah. Well, let's go general purpose. What would you do general purpose? And then we'll expand.
Yeah, okay. So that might be a next level because
We could talk about
Say I've got just a 6'6" jigging rod that I'm going to, and that's my one rod. Cause I'm telling you, there's a lot of dudes out there with one rod.
And that's fine.
You know, or a couple.
If you're going to, you might as well make it right.
Yeah.
I mean, as good as.
Yep.
It's a good general purpose.
So if I'm going to troll, cast, jig, slip out, everything. With my one rod, I'm going 8-pound mono.
But real quick, make sure let's be clear about 6'6".
Okay, 6'6".
You would be amazed. We've had a lot of questions where people are like, 6'6", what does that mean?
Oh,
like
the length of the rod.
Six
inches, yep. But I'm going to go with 8-pound, trilene, probably XL if that's what we're doing for everything. But I love mono. It's completely versatile for everything. You know, well before any super lines or anything was around.
Well, mono was super lines.
Yeah,
that was the original, right?
Plenty of fish getting caught on mono. So it's forgiving. You know, when you're out in the conditions, you don't get all snaggled up like you do with some of them. So I'm a 8-pound mono guy.
One line, Josh.
One line.
Yours is a Berkeley XL 8-pound.
Yep.
Red package. Got it.
I know, right? One line, I'm going to go 10-pound fire line.
10-pound. Ooh, crystal.
Crystal fire line. Okay.
Yeah. Crystal is a good choice.
Yep. I it's just overall, you know, they've come out with several different variations of it, but I've been using it probably the last 12 or 15 years, however long it's been out, pretty close, you know. And as far as versatility and all-around line, I like using it on bottom-bouncing rods, even though I don't anymore. But I still...
I could,
and I changed it for a specific reason. But you know, the only thing I don't like to use fireline on is trolling rods, but I know a lot of people do. So, but I, as far as jigging and just an all-around, you could take that fireline up and you could throw spinners in the river if you wanted for trout. Or you could take that fireline...
Why crystal?
Because it's supposed to be the most invisible underwater.
Yeah. It looks white when you're almost white, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of a dull white.
But I don't think fish can see white. I think that's one of the colors they can't see.
Then, I don't know. Then why do white lures work?
Let's not get on this.
No, see, I don't know. But I've heard that the refraction rate that they have on
whatever
that,
it was, yeah.
I don't know if it is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a marketing thing.
You know,
maybe.
I've looked at it in the water. It looks a little more invisible when it's in the water versus
is that because you want it to be?
Yeah. Yes.
One thing that is, and I'm going to be devil's advocate to both yours. Yours, not as brazen resistant. So if you're going to be casting,
you're
Mitch's,
pointing at Mitch.
Mitch, yeah. Yeah. So Mitch's, I know,
we're
I
not
just
on
figured
TV, this is a podcast.
So Mitch with the 8 pound motto, not as brazen resistant, right? But works really good if you decide you want to do slip bobbers. If you want a Lindy rig, you can do anything with the mono. You mm-hmm. really can.
Yeah.
Now, yours mm-hmm. is almost sometimes too tough, right? Because it's a little harder to tie to. It's a little bit slippery. You got to tie a certain knot with it.
Yeah.
I mean, just a little bit different things to learn with.
Yep.
But one thing nice, too, with the crystal or the fire line is that if you only had one reel, is like if you're going to fish the 10-pound, that's a 4-pound diameter. So you can get a good spool mm-hmm. on there, a lot of line on that. To where you can really fill up your spool to make it cast as good as possible.
Yep.
I mean, I think both of them have the pros and cons.
So
right?
You're right, and that's great. But what are you going with?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the same thing you are. I really would. It was either 6 or 8 pound. And you know
smart
what?
Guy.
Yeah. No, and they're both my favorite lines.
Eye roll.
I would probably. Yeah, that's Josh eye rolling. But I'm more of a fan of the 6 pound and set your drag right. So I would probably do a 6 pound.
So hard with all the rocks we fish.
XL, nah. I mean, we're talking one line.
I know.
You know,
I know.
So hey, I mean, it's very castable. I like it a little better than the 8 pound, and not as abrasion resistant, but I can cast it quite well.
So,
you know?
Have you guys ever used the Berkley Sensation?
No.
Before I had switched to Fireline. I got turned on to the Sensation, and I'd used it for probably...
I don't remember if we've used it. I think we did, Mitch.
I've used it. I mean, I used it for several years before Fireline came out. And I got to tell you guys, if I'm going to throw on, and I actually just had a rod with it on, I ended up taking it off because I needed it for something else. But if I'm going to go with a mono, and it's not old school mono, it's not like XL or XT. It's a little bit different. It's a little bit of a hybrid. I can't remember what it's called or what makes it different.
Sensation.
But it is, because it has less stretch. But I got to tell you, as far as manageability, less bird's nests, less stuff like that.
Yeah, but
that sensation was amazing.
If it's got less stretch, is it the castability's got
it? It was good for all of it. I mean, I used to fish from a float tube a lot, right? So I didn't cast a ton. I did a lot of, you know, vertical down, and then I would kick and move and do my thing.
Or really short little pop cast.
Yeah. And, but that Sensation was a very good, durable monofilament type line, that I still, like to put it on my, lead core. I'll use it for my leader for lead core if I, you know, for some reason. If I want to be a little more...
You know when you were talking about having that extra couple hundred feet that you don't know what to do with that's out last year's?
Yes.
It's a good backer
that's
line.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
That's what he uses it for. Yeah. But we'll talk what backer line is, too.
You will always find usually an 8-pound spool of Sensation in my boat. I really liked it and just went away from it, not because I didn't like it, but because Fireline has so many other versatility applications to it. Mm-hmm. But... you know, if it's like, hey, you, like you said, like, hey, I'm going to rig one up to, and it's got to be the one that I can use for a lot of different stuff. And we're not fishing a huge amount of rocks and stuff. That Sensation's pretty good stuff.
I'm a big fan of the Fireline though, too. I mean, we're talking one line. I'm probably going to go.
Totally.
I understand the Sensation. Yeah. There's like, oh, I can do that. I want to do that. But we're talking one line. And if I'm going to nail myself down 6 pound XL and So there's a Trilene makes an XL and an XT. The XT, no.
XT is extra tough.
Yes, but it's extra memory. And to try to cast lighter jigs and lighter stuff, no.
XT is the absolute world's best mono 10-pound trolling line, I think there is.
Yeah. So, yeah, the XL is extra limp, and it is. Hardly any memory, and it's nice.
A little bit when you first put it on, just like any mono, but it goes away very fast. It spools on nice. You know, it's hard not to be a huge fan of the Fireline because I got half my rods with Fireline. Oh, that's exactly, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I love it. But we're talking one. So, okay, let's move over to trolling.
Well, hang on one second. Have you guys tried the...
ever tried Cajun Red?
No, I've seen it, though. I mean, I know a lot of people like it.
We used it for a whole year.
Yeah?
Yeah? No.
Well, that's
how about the Power Pro?
I haven't used it, but I've got a buddy that swears by it.
No, okay. I've used the Power Pro. We did, too. We spooled up two rods with Power Pro. So it's too much memory.
No. Yes, it was the opposite. It's too limp.
It's too soft.
It folds on itself all the time. It's amazingly limp, and it's got amazing strength. And it is
a lot of people like it,
but I had constant bird's nest, constant tangles.
I tell you, that was kind of the one point I want to make. I get on the internet and on Facebook, whatever, and you know, you dudes will get to talking about line and everything, and I'm like, I'm reading this stuff, and it's like, dang, I live a pretty limited line life, I think, really. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have to break out some cash if I'm going to try all these different brands and types of line that everybody swears is the best. You know, everybody does. And so I just kind of question all that. Like, who really, that one person has been able to try, you know, 50 different lines and can really tell all of us, ooh, this is the best one.
Right. Over the years, we've tried a lot of different lines, but we seem to always come back to the XL.
Yes.
I mean, for monos. Yes.
Right.
And that might be because XT for trolling, but it might be because we're comfortable with it. So, I mean, if someone is out there and they want to fish the Stren on their trolling rods, that's fine. It's what you're comfortable with. It really is. There's a lot of good lines out there.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I was, you know, I, for years, and I still would, if I didn't get the Berkeley for the price we do, I loved the Suffix for the trolling. I would get the Suffix, and I can't remember, it was their blue or their red. No, the maroon. I can't remember which one it is. But anyways, the Suffix 10-pound for my trolling rods, loved it. Loved it. I got the green, you know, the kind of green-tinted color one. And I got to tell you guys, I would have, today, if it's like, we don't, you know, like, you know, there's like, there was kind of a shortage this year on XT. If I would not have already bought my XT before COVID hit, I would have.
Well, and we would have, for years, Mitch fished Stren only on the trolling rods.
Yep.
That was it. And I rigged up all my stuff with XT all the time. It's Berkeley XT, like we said, extra tough. And any trolling rod should always have 10-pound on it
because
that's your dive curve for anything. It should have 10-pound. So I think we can all agree that that's where you need to be. But I don't know, it was probably about 8-9 years ago, you made the switch to XT.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
I'll tell you why. Because I was running 6-pound Stren on like a Lindy rigging rod.
Yeah.
And it was giving me fits. I mean, I'm real good when we were spooling up, you know, spooling your line onto the reel or onto the spool the same way that it's on the spool itself. And presto, you know, you don't get all the line twists and stuff. So you just have to check that when you're first putting it on so you know you're putting it on right. And so I've always been good at that. I've always had just nice limp line hanging there. And
that's the word.
Well, the last couple times, you know, I was fishing with the Stren, I was getting tangles and stuff. I was like, what's going on with this stuff?
Yeah.
It was like, you know, a bad batch.
It was breaking on you.
I don't know. Yeah. And I think I did. I had a couple of breaks. And that never happens. I mean, I set the drag rate.
Right.
So, I haven't bought any Stren for 4 or 5 years now.
Well, and then the one that you guys turned me on to, which I still really, really like, is P-Line.
Oh, my God. For floral,
saltwater line, I love P-Line.
I do, too.
And I am, you know.
And we have tried a crap load of floral.
Oh, yes. We've tried a lot of different
floral. And it's
floral.
So expensive, but.
And that's what makes floral tough, because it is expensive.
I know.
And you can't just go buy one here, buy one there, and see which one you like, because you spent $25 on it or something. And I was like, oh, God. So when you guys turned me on to P-Line, because I was having all sorts of issues because I was trying that Vanish and other stuff. and it was junk. And I was like, golly, yes, got to do the P-Line.
Yeah.
I used P-Line for a very long time. And then Berkeley came out with that 100% professional grade fluorocarbon, which I really like as well. So I would
take either one hand in.
Either one, yep.
Yeah. It almost seems like Berkeley is exactly what the P-Line was to
Yes.
us.
Yeah.
Because before we had different fits, and I know that a lot of people like the Cabela's brand, they're 100% floral.
I've heard that too.
And it felt a little stiff to me. I didn't like it. But, I mean, again, that is probably because I was such a big fan of the P-Line. The P-Line is a saltwater one. It comes in the blue package. It's fantastic floral.
Oh, it's
fantastic.
Great. Well, and tying spinners. And
all my God.
Hey, well, and I tell you, there's a difference. It's just like the Berkeley 100% pure fluorocarbon. Excuse me. P-Line makes the pure fluorocarbon. Yes. That's what we use in the blue box. But there's the Carbon X, I think.
Yeah, and they it's got more all different combo. Ones now. Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, I only use the 100% fluorocarbon.
And I've used the different kind of offshoots and had really good luck with it as well. Mm-hmm. I did try to put it on a spinning rod. I'm thinking, okay, I like this stuff so much. It works so well, so durable. I have not had big breaks or anything like that. Let's put it on a spinning rod. Not so good. I think it would be more of a bait casting type, you know, line. But as far as durability and workability and all that.
Like when we had Dan Giordano on here not too long ago, he spools up with a full thing of floral.
I don't know how he does that.
I mean, we've done that before, and it gave us more problems than it did. Now, did we do something wrong? Should we have just done a back
it
or half back?
It flies off. I can't deal with it. But,
I don't know.
But I do.
The trick with floral, though, is it heats up really well. You got to wet it down when you're doing the knots. That's a little trick.
Well, that is a big trick because you start losing that integrity and that line. It'll snap off right at the knot.
So, like, anytime, and this might be a little bit off topic, but anytime you're tying a new knot on there, make sure you really wet that knot and work it down slow. Just don't jam it down and without heat, because you will lose the integrity of that floral in an instant.
Yep.
If you're breaking off at the knot, it's because your knot got heated up just a minuscule when you were tying it.
Right.
Don't you think?
So let's talk bottom mounting rods. You know, I ran for years. I loved using Fireline for bottom mounting rods because I love the sensitivity. I love the durability because, you know, I'm not losing that weight, right? So I would put on 15-pound test Fireline because it didn't matter. Like, you're not worried about the fish seeing it. You've got a, you know, ounce or 2 ounce bottom bouncer at the end of it. They're going to see that long before they see your line. I loved it. I loved how sensitive it was or whatever.
I didn't like the angle it gave you because it cuts the water too much.
See, I like that because it didn't drag out so much. I could fish deeper and my angle would stay better. So
I like a 45.
It.
Well, I understand.
And, but so here's the craziest part. So, a few years ago, when Dan Swanson and I were fishing, pre-fishing for a tournament, I always would put one rod in the rod holder and I'd hold the other. And that's just how I like doing it, right? Because I like to feel that bite. That was a great way. And he ran all of his in the rod holder.
That's how we do it.
And his hookup ratio was starting to double and triple mine. So he said, you got to run it in the rod holder. He goes, I don't know what it is, but it seems like when we do bottom bouncers, if they're in the rod holder, you have a better ratio. So we started keeping track because I was like, that's bull. Crap. I was like, right. This is, you know, you're a crazy old guy. But it's true. It really is true.
We've known that we had the same.
Exactly. Thing so when I switched and bought, you know, this a few years ago, then now the rods that are dedicated strictly to bottom bouncing, I did put on the 10 pound XT, the same as I do with my trolling, for two reasons. One is I can run a flat line using those rods and have the same dive curve. So it's interchangeable with the trolling rods if something were to happen to a trolling rod during a tournament.
Exactly.
And then the other is because my hookup ratio, you need that little bit of shock absorbent.
That's the problem with the Fireline.
Yep. And there wasn't enough shock absorbent.
I think that it creates a little bit because we like to run it. So whatever
depth. It pulls it away from them. Like they hit it and it pulls it away.
When you're running bouncers, you want to try to keep it around that 45 degree angle of line into the water, right around there. So if you're fishing deeper, and you're not at a 45 degree or you're fishing faster, you need to change the weight system. You want to try to keep it at 45. So when we've tried the Fireline, and the issue that we had is that it makes it too quick to react. You pull, especially if you're running like a death system, you pull it out of the fish before they can really commit and turn on that bait. It's too sensitive. It's too fast. So having that mono slows that your hook set some. Right?
Well, and I think that's why we quit holding our rods 100%. When we're pulling death too, is because you know you feel that bite, so our instinct is to set the hook, and it is just too quick. We're pulling it out of their mouth.
Have you guys? You noticed when we had Dan Giordano on here, and if you guys haven't heard that episode, go check it out
on the next
full of great level. Yeah, well, and we have a short one too, but
okay, good,
full of great info. But he uses it for trolling rods, and I have had terrible luck with trolling crankbaits with Fireline on boards and stuff like that for a couple reasons. One is they, you know, the line pulls through the clips. So you got to loop it or do whatever. But I think, I just think it's too hard on the fish's mouth. I think the pulls on those baits, I don't think there's enough give, especially when you're fighting the board and the fish. And I think I just don't like it, but he loved it. And he said his hookup ratio is much better because of it. And so, and so I don't know how he does it or what was different, but, you know, it is definitely something to each his own, but always something to think about when you're going out and buying stuff. I definitely go with the mono for the trolling, definitely go with the mono for the bottom bouncing, and then I use the Fireline for the jigging.
Yep. So. Well, there you have it. Well, we're going to start wrapping it up. We could probably talk line for like 10 hours. Right. Mm-hmm. So if you just got more confused or you have some additional questions, because he just, I mean, you can go back and forth with line so much. Make sure you're sending us an email at alleyesonfishing@gmail.com. We'll get back with you. If you have any suggestion for podcasts, same email.
Yep.
alleyesonfishing@gmail.com. Let us know. Go to our site, alleyesonfishing.com, and take a look at some of our merchandise too.
Get supplied up. Sweatshirts, hoodie time. We got gray hoodies. Great hoodies.
Christmas is right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
Yep. Yep.
All right, guys. Hey, from everybody, All Eyes on Fishing, have a great day.
This has been All Eyes on Fishing. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to The Next Level. And you can hear longer podcasts and more information on all of your favorite topics. And check us out at alleyesonfishing.com for apparel, blogs, and other information. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. All Eyes on Fishing, leading you to the next level.